T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KMOX News Time, 6:52. Well, the Senate passed their version. Now they have to reconcile it with the House version. We're talking about the Republican tax cut plan that would permanently slash the corporate tax rate. And we are joined by CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger. And we do ask the question, Jill. Do corporations really need a tax cut right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a valid question to ask. I mean, think about it this way. Right now, where we are in the environment, we have companies with profitability numbers we haven't seen in years. So profitability is up at corporations. Stock prices are near all-time highs. And so I think there are some folks who are wondering, well, why are these companies actually getting some relief? And at a time where it doesn't seem like they need it. Meanwhile, those, as you said, those tax cuts for corporations, they're permanent. The tax cuts for a lot of the individual tax cuts, they're temporary. So it seems sort of unfair when you think of it that way.
And when it comes to whether the corporations will, how they're going to spend their tax proceeds, are they going to give it back to shareholders, or will we see raises and more hiring, that sort of thing?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, Randall Stephenson of AT&T has said, oh, I will definitely hire folks. But okay, but you haven't been hiring so much lately. So I guess that my question is this. You know, I may be looking at this in a very simplified manner, but if companies are really saying we'll hire more people, then why haven't they been hiring more people? And why have their wage gains been very paltry in this recovery? And the answer might be that there's just not a ton of demand, and that as a company, why would you go out and hire a bunch of people unless you thought there was going to be some big boom ahead? So, I mean, maybe AT&T is a separate case, but most companies are likely to use any tax windfall to essentially beef up their stock price, meaning buy back shares, or potentially what they may do is just increase their dividends. The money goes back to the shareholders. So think of it this way. Very good for your 401k, very good for your IRA, may not translate into wage gains anytime soon.
Well, speaking of hiring and jobs, we do have a November unemployment report coming out this week, don't we?
Yes, and that's going to be interesting because, you know, when we look at where we are in this labor market, we know that job creation has been good. It has not been fantastic. It's very good. It's very strong. We have not seen those wage gains, and I think people are really wondering, gosh, you know, how long is it going to possibly take? This recovery's been going on since June of 2009. I think that most expect that we'll see gains of, say, 185 to 200,000 jobs. The unemployment rate likely to stay at a 17-year low, 4.1%. We'll keep an eye on those wage gains. Boy, they've been sort of sticky on the low side, so we'd like to see them start to move higher sometime soon.
And finally, Jill, CVS Health purchasing Aetna. How is this going to change our health benefits? And really, how is this going to change things for St. Louis-based Express Scripts, which is the largest pharmacy benefits manager?
Well, this is a fascinating deal because what does it tell you? It tells you that each of these companies, Aetna and CVS, really was trying to find growth somewhere. And they wanted to buy maybe a competitor or make a, you know, or merge. But those deals have become problematic. So the ones that are within their same sector. What I think this is telling us is that these companies had to go within the healthcare sector, but outside of their specific industry. They had to do it in a big way to compete. And it was really a fascinating, it could be a fascinating deal in that the intention is that the CVS, which has about 10,000 U.S. pharmacy locations, that they're going to make these what they're calling community health centers. So maybe going to the pharmacy is essentially going to take the place of having to go to a doc in the box or to even your local doctor. So we'll see. It's a very interesting deal. I think it probably will get through regulators.
That is Jill Schlesinger. She is our CBS business analyst, and that is the sponsored for you by Stifel.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.